This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you. You know we all remember our cues from the past. Gave us a whole lot of memories for the colors with class. There was Austin, Nate, and Bingo, Larry from the key, and Price, and the dirty back to Price, who is the three.
Everyone, welcome to Chris Klem's Cavs Cast. I said last week that I was done talking about Carmelo Anthony in the context of him playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers, but apparently I'm not done because the Knicks keep pushing, the Knicks keep prodding, and the Knicks keep offering him for Kevin Love, and I'm here to tell you why this is a terrible idea. Before I do that, there's three things I have to talk about, and I'm going to get to them in order. The Cavs have won their last two out of three games. They look great in February. They blew out the Timberwolves last night. And hopefully their defensive effort has returned and things are starting to turn around. I'm not panicked. Watching on a game-to-game basis, you know, it did look like effort was lacking. All of that is great. Maybe LeBron's talk about them being too top-heavy really has made the end-of-the-bench guys step up their game, despite the fact that Channing Frye said, I know I'm effing good. He's played better. They've all played better. They look like they're leaving more of it out there than they would in a typical January, February, wintertime NBA game. Still want the All-Star break to happen as fast as possible, and I know that's not how time works, but this team could use a rest, and I do think they're fine, and I don't necessarily see this as a long-term issue, just more of a continuation of the last 2 years where they often had stretches where their effort completely lagged behind their talent level. Now, the three things that were big stories are the Knicks trying to pawn off Carmelo Anthony still, LeBron's beef with Charles Barkley, and the Cavs point guard tryout. First thing I want to touch on, I spent a lot of time talking about this on the last episode. I am strongly, strongly opposed to Carmelo Anthony playing on the Cavs team. I don't like it. I think it's a terrible move. I don't think he's good. That's regardless of who they trade for. But for some reason, I feel like all the dumb Browns fans that are used to making up stupid trades and pondering the draft have finally come to grips with the fact that they are terrible and have now migrated over to the Cavs because I see an influx of idiotic takes and people with opinions that make me wonder if they've watched a basketball game in the last decade talking about how much better Carmelo Anthony would make the Cavs than Kevin Love. I am going to prove that empirically right now with data. And on top of that, I'm going to explain to you why it is a false methodology. This is a little sidebar, but have you heard of homeopathy? Homeopathy is a system of alternative medicine created in 1796 by Samuel Hahnemann based on his doctrine of like cures like. Now, homeopathy is widely discredited and has been found to be, as some would say, a quack product, a quack cure, snake oil, however you want to put it. But it's very popular in the natural health fields. Now, homeopathy is a process. Hahnemann's theory is that like cures like. So if you have a cold, then whatever you need to treat, you affect with the same type of issue. Disease symptom. So say something gave you a fever. If you were healthy, if you gave that same item to somebody who was sick with a fever, it would cure them. Okay. I know it doesn't make much sense, but that's my point. One of the biggest arguments that Brian Windhorst, Jalen Rose, anybody who's been supporting trading Carmelo Anthony to the Cleveland Cavaliers Anybody arguing for this, they're saying like for like. Okay, so the matchup issue. Well, the Cavs can't match up with the Golden State Warriors with Kevin Love as one of their best players because Kevin Love is, in theory, too slow and too big and will be run off the court against the Warriors. I'm not going to get into the facts or the advanced stats from the finals or in the earlier games they played this year. I'm going to take that at face value. Their basic reasoning is that Carmelo Anthony will be better for the Cavs because he plays the same position as Kevin Durant. Basically, that a like cures like. Homeopathy also requires people or requires you to dilute the active ingredient to such a point that it does not even do anything anymore. A homeopathic remedy is that a preparation in a homeopathic cure is made at the lowest possible dose, so it reduces the side effects. And basically, things become so diluted and so weak from the original standpoint that they basically don't do anything, even if homeopathy worked. Again, Carmelo Anthony is basically a diluted, bad, less quality, overall worse version of LeBron. He's basically the homeopathic Alex English of 2017. So what these people are saying is the Cavs will be better off with a guy who plays the same position as Kevin Durant, but who's much, much worse, the diluted version of Kevin Durant, and basically a poor attempt to replicate that than they would be with somebody who would more likely treat the other symptoms and is actually stronger in other areas than anybody the Warriors have. I'm trying to make sense here. What I'm saying is Carmelo is the same thing, but worse. Kevin Love might have flaws, but is better at the things the Warriors don't have and the Cavs don't have. Neither team has a rebounder like Kevin Love. If you trade for Carmelo Anthony, you are giving up a skill the Cavs actually have an advantage over the Warriors in, and that is rebounding with Love and Tristan Thompson. And instead, you are adding weaknesses in other areas. Basically, homeopathy has been proven to be a fraud in the scientific community, and yet we take for granted the fact that all these people are basically pitching homeopathic cures for NBA basketball, and that is not how it works. Now, it could in this situation, obviously, because LeBron's very versatile and he's the best player in the NBA. But overall, my point stands. Why are you going to take away a position of strength and add a similar position that's weak? It makes no sense. So basically what you're saying is just because Carmelo is smaller and listed at a certain position, he'll match up better with the Warriors. He has the same issues that Kevin Love already has, but he has none of the advantages. Now, if that doesn't make sense, if you think, well, I like homeopathic remedies, let me tell you right now, they're not doing anything. And if they are, it's because they're not actually homeopathic. Zicam is homeopathic, but it actually isn't because it actually has a strong enough concentration to do something, taking it away. If this was Carmelo Anthony in 2010, he would still be strong enough that it wouldn't matter that you're trying to cure a like with a like. And it's not that situation anymore. It's 2017. And if you want objective stats, I'll tell you this right here. Player efficiency rating, Kevin Love, 21.8, Carmelo, 19.5. And let me remind you that when I compare these two things, one of these is a third option. The other one is a first option. Carmelo Anthony is the first option on the Knicks, controls the ball, ball dominant, has the full reign of the team. Kevin Love is picking up LeBron James and Kyrie Irving's table scraps. So when I tell you his numbers and how much better they are than Carmelo's, keep that in mind. Win shares. Okay, this is where they're actually closer. Kevin Love is 4.9, Carmelo 4.1. That's still almost a whole game more than Carmelo as a third option. Value over replacement player, Kevin Love 1.1, Carmelo 0.9. Both very above average. The average replacement player is negative 0.8. So they're both extremely elite players. But again, Kevin Love is better. True shooting percentage, Kevin Love 0.574, Carmelo 0.543. I'm not saying Carmelo is bad until we get to defense. I'm not saying he's bad at all, but he's not good enough to take away a position of strength. Again, he is a homeopathic cure. Okay, plus minus. Now, this is a little unfair because one of them plays on the second most talented team in the NBA and the other is on the Knicks. But Kevin Love is ninth in the league in plus minus at 7.5, the highest on the Cavs, and Carmelo is 418th in the league at negative 2.6 per game. Now, this is one that's going to surprise you, but again, it's true because it takes into account rebounding, something Carmelo does not do. Defensive rate, Kevin Love, 102 points per game, which is 25th in the league out of every single player in the NBA. Carmelo's is 106.4, and it is unranked because they only list the top 100, and he is well below that. That's on defense alone. Now, he's going to be guarding the same type of players in the Warriors as he is now. In what mind do you guys think there's any advantage? He's still going to be too slow to stop Durant. He's still going to be too small to stop Durant. He's not going to be able to get rebounds over Draymond Green. He basically offers nothing in terms of help. In age, okay, Kevin Love's 28 and Carmelo's 32, but Kevin Love might have back problems, which again would take away from his overall rating. My point is, there is no category. Go look Basketball Reference, go look advanced stats, go look per 36 minutes, go look whatever you want. He is worse than him in every category. He is older. He is a first option who has shown no record of playing as a team. Remember the last 2 years we all complained about how Kevin Love didn't fit in with the Cavs, about why isn't this guy playing like he is in Minnesota? And then he finally does, and everybody wants to trade him. This makes no sense. I'm glad he's a Hall of Fame player, and he had a great career, and I'm glad the guys that played with him really seemed to like him. But he's not an elite NBA player anymore, and Kevin Love still is. Case closed. Especially when you go by position. Go check Kevin Love's ratings in the power forwards in the NBA, and you might only find Anthony Davis above him, and he plays center mostly anyways. So that's it that I said in the last episode about how he doesn't fit in, ball stopping, doesn't know if he'll be able to show, you know, pare down his game, get in, fit in with LeBron. And some people are like, yeah, he'll just start playing better magically, even though he's almost 33 and he has a ton of miles on his legs. He'll just start playing better because he's on a good team, because that has always worked out. My point is, I don't care now that they're saying they're going to trade for him without giving up Kevin Love. I do not see any way in which Carmelo Anthony improves the Cavaliers. And that's my final statement. I'm not going to be a hypocrite and act like I'm not going to be a fan if they trade for him, but I can't believe David Griffin is dumb enough to make this move, no matter how badly LeBron wants to play with all his friends. Carmelo Anthony is NBA homeopathy, and it is proven not to work. Case closed. Oh, I went a lot longer talking about that than I thought I would, so I'll get to this really quick. The Cavs have been auditioning guys out of the NBA to play point guard and be a backup, including Kirk Heinrich, who I think if he could play at all would get his spot, customary spot at the end of the Bulls bench regardless. Mario Chalmers, who has limited upside but has shown he can fit in with LeBron, but is coming off a major Achilles injury. Lance Stephenson, who's incredibly talented and 2 years ago was thought as an all-star, but now is out of the NBA, which is a bad, bad, big red flag for him. And Jordan Farmar, who I don't know what's going on with him, but he seems like the kind of guy who should be playing on the Brooklyn Nets. Point is, they're auditioning. They got to get somebody because they can't wait for a buyout. LeBron wants a backup. The Cavs need help off the bench. And one of my regular contributors has some strong opinions out that here now with the report from behind enemy lines is Stan the Man in the Bay Area.
Behind enemy lines with Stan the Man in the Bay Area.
The whistles go woo!
Yo, Chris Clem and the Cavs cast listeners. This is Stan the Man from the Bay Area, fighting a phlegm monster flu cold, but I'm calling to put in a plug for my man Lance Stephenson, 6'5", backup point guard, slash wing player, versatile. And this man can drive and kick like Deli. He's 26 years old, and he's got that fire. I say we bring him in on a 10-day deal. And for everyone out there talking about his issues in the locker room or he's a problem, blah, 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 y'all said the same thing about J.R. Smith and what happened. That's right. Now J.R. is probably my second or third favorite Cav on this team. Obviously, you can tell we're missing him. Bring in Lance Stephenson. He can take the minutes away from LeBron, driving kick just like our man Deli, and he can psychologically torture folks like DeMar DeRozan, Isaiah Thomas, Kyle Lowry, and any other bums we're going to play in the playoffs. Or the Greek Freak. Bring in Lance to make them dance. Lance to make them dance. Lance to make them dance.
Peace.
Finally, LeBron has had some problems with Charles Barkley this week, clapping back. Everything from his outburst last week to this week, they're all going back and forth on Inside the NBA. And Charles Barkley got ethered by LeBron. Basically, here's a quote of what LeBron said about Charles Barkley.
Take over, the break's over, nigga. God MC, me, Jehovah. Hey, little soldier, you ain't ready for war. ROC too strong for y'all. It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight, pin to a test, chest in a line of fire with your thin ass vest. You bringing them boys to men, them boys pull win. This is grown man B.I., get you rolled in the triage, B.I.
And Charles Barkley's response was to say, yep, that's true. Now, Charles Barkley's funny and entertaining to watch, but he's not exactly an amazing analyst or some figure where it's like, oh, no. I mean, the dude is entertaining, and that's what people watch him for. There's nothing serious to take there. There's no point in getting mad about his takes. But again, if I'm LeBron, I understand, and that's got to be old after a while. So we'll see what happens. It's February. The Cavs might be picking up somebody on a 10-day contract. They got a game on Saturday, and there's still a lot to talk about. I'll be back next week with more. Until then, go Cavs. And again, Carmelo Anthony is proven to be an ineffective cure for whatever ails you. Talk to you next week. Go Cavs. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Oh, I feel good.